listen to a really good song, I start nodding my head like I'm saying yes to every beat. Yes, 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 this rocks. And then sometimes I switch it up like, no! No! Don't stop a rocking!
Every Friday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. You can't possibly find it funny anymore. It's been years. Let it go.
Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. This is Jesse Bell here with you for your Friday morning indie wake-up call for June 27th, 2025. And folks, we're going to get straight into business today. We have got a whack ton of 2025 releases to cover because we are about halfway through the year. So I want to do a kind of mid-year check-in with some of the major releases we've had on this here program, including the two tracks you heard to kick off this music block, which is Alita's Girls on the Internet and Ren for Short with Pretend to Like Me. Now, folks, just a quick point of difference. This is not like my end of year countdown where, you know, I'm ranking it from 25 or 20 to 1. These are not in any particular order of seniority or favoritism. These are just releases from 2025 that I think have a pretty decent chance of making that year-end countdown, including some of the release radars I may or may not play today. But this is kind of just saying, all right, let's take stock of what we've got. I will say so far, 2025, at least in terms of what I'm listening to, not quite as strong as we were by this point in 2024, but it's just the start of summer. We got plenty of time to get things percolate and get things rolling. So that is the methodology today. I'll say it's about 98% new music, but we will have, of course, our ongoing REM segment sprinkled in there as well, and it's a pretty big one if you're keeping track albums-wise. So that's the plan today. This is your Friday morning indie wake-up call. This is CFRC. You can tell I'm jazzed up, I'm fired up, and I want to get right back into the swing of things. Coming up next, a band that I think has had a fabulous 2025. This is Men I Trust with Paul's Theme.
That explains things. There's an outer chance. seems like it was all a lie. Because your words have become as twisted as your conspiracies. Your language blinds you, and we see this pain the contortion of the mind has caused you. Because we see the truth under your words. We are sick of the false accusations and misinformation. We are hearing a lot of talk from the Ally Nation. And they want to know who we are.
Have you ever been to extended family Kingston?
Stop by and visit our programs and talk to our staff to find out how our staff will support you.
So many things we like best are golf,
doing crafts,
hanging friends,
and gardening.
I like doing everything at EAF. We just love extended family.
Visit us at www.efkingston.com.
Come on down to EFK, located at 660 Baggett Street, for a great time. Be a part of our extended family.
Come to extended family. Come and have some fun.
CNIB's Mobile Hub is coming to Kingston on August 7th from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Central Branch of the Kingston Public Library. The Canadian National Institute for the Blind is hitting the road to bring its innovative programs and technology to you. Drop in to meet CNIB staff and learn more about the free programs and resources for people who are blind, deafblind, or have low vision. Explore assistive tech with hands-on product demos and workshops.
You
Hey folks, what's up? What's happening? This is your Friday morning indie wake-up call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. We are halfway through the 8 a.m. hour, so let me give you the rundown of what you heard in that music block. We kicked things off with Men I Trust and Paul's theme. We had Cola Boy with Babylon, which... that's definitely going to be making my year-end list. I love that track. I don't know, just a great kind of dance electronica, very fun pop tune. We had Destroyer and Fiverr with Bologna. We had Hallucination and Brett the Hitman Hart with Sharpshooter. Great, once again, dance, trance kind of track. Sky Daddy, Albert Bridge, Tennis at the Wedding. And this is our mid-year check-in of sorts, looking at some of my favorite releases from 2025, now that we are a little over 6 months, almost 7 months into the calendar year. But we are going to take a minor detour. We're going to get a little bit sidetracked for the sake of week-to-week consistency, because it's time once again to do our little breakdown of the REM discography. We've been doing this for, two and a half months now, and we are finally at the commercial and critical apex of the band's American career. And I say American career because there are some later releases that found a great deal of success out east, especially in Japan. But this album, Automatic for the People, widely accepted as being part of kind of the broader American musical canon. It's received, I think, rightful praise for just how tremendous, how deep, and how interesting it is. So let's have a little chit-chat about it. Last week, we talked about 1991's Out of Time, released in the spring of 1991. Well, that album was also massive, albeit largely due to the presence of two songs: Shiny Happy People, Your Mileage May Vary, and then Losing My Religion, once again kind of widely accepted as a canonical all-time American pop hit. While Out of Time was still on the charts, still climbing, still rising, the band was back in the studio and actually working with, yes, John Paul Jones, he of Led Zeppelin fame. And if Out of Time is kind of a brighter, sunnier pop album, Automatic for the People was conceived as, yeah, kind of the dark side to the bright side of the moon, if I may dip into cliche for a moment. And the band, during the writing and recording process, said the album has an... it feels like when you turn 30, you know? There is still light and joy in there, but there's also a lot of reflection. There's somber moments. There are songs on this album about, you know, the death of your parents, which, yeah, great, you know, heavy subject matter. Obviously, there's Everybody Hurts, which is very surface level, but still, it's a song about, you know, the kind of depression that you feel and the ways in which you can try to mitigate that, largely by taking comfort in the ones that you love and who love you. And then you get some of the pseudo-historical and autobiographical stuff, like Man on the Moon, written about Andy Kaufman, but can be interpreted in so many ways beyond that. You have stuff like
Monty got a raw deal, dealing specifically with the life and times of Montgomery Cliff, who suffered just a horrendous automobile accident that disfigured his once classic Hollywood rugged good looks. But once again, looking beyond just the text of the song into more of the subtextual or broader contextual meanings, you know, it's Michael Stipe himself actively dealing with, you know, the pitfalls of fame. And it's just such an album full of things that you can understand on a surface level, which is rare for REM, but once you actually look more into the songs, into their context, it's a lot of it is a commentary on fame rising through the ranks, similar to a lot of the issues Kurt Cobain was dealing with at the time, and some of the things that would really plague him until the end of his life. Okay, let's talk about the specific songs we're going to be playing. There were 6 singles released from this album, which is insane to me. That's the 1990s for you. And 4 of which I remember doing quite well. We're going to be playing 2 of those 6 singles. As much as I love Man on the Moon, we're not playing that. We are going to be playing the lead song and the first single released, Drive, which, oh man, every time I listen to it, I think it might actually be in the band's top 5. Hypnotic guitar, Michael Stipe's vocals are, it sounds like he's mixed from another world, and they kind of just float in and float out over this like ethereal beat and backing track. It's an amazingly well-composed song, not a surprise given the work they're doing with John Paul Jones at this time, and it was something that was used in a lot of political messaging. I mean, the expression Bush whacked, this is very much their response to the increasingly quaint, in hindsight, George H.W. Bush presidential administration. Tremendous song, it really does speak for itself. And the other song we're going to be looking at is another one that is beloved by the fans, was successful, but not on par with things like Man on the Moon or Everybody Hurts. It's Night Swimming, which is such a perfect summer song. It has this incredible nostalgic magic to it. The piano work alone is worth sticking around for. It's an album that I would really need like an hour and a half minimum to go over in depth. So this is just a very quick and dirty breakdown of it. But I'll say it's an album that rightfully earned the kind of success and praise that it received. So I hope you will enjoy our brief digression into the early 1990s before we jump back into the present reality of 2025. Although with the way things are going in the world, maybe we could stick more in the early 1990s. I think we'd all be a little happier. So here we go. This is REM with Drive and Night Swimming here on your Friday morning Indie Makeup Call.
I try to get on, baby. Turned around backwards so the windshield shows. Every street light reveals a picture in reverse. Still it's so much clearer. I forgot my shirt at the water's edge. The moon is low tonight.
This week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single by the Healy Brothers. The song First in Line is best described as a vibe, balancing upbeat pop energy with the emotional weight of unbalanced relationships. The track explores the longing to be more than just an option, pairing a driving rhythm with lyrics that invite both reflection and movement. Though this marks their first official release with Jaden's, the creative process flowed naturally. A late addition, the bridge and rap section brought a new level of cohesion and emotional depth. First in Line is for anyone who's ever found themselves stuck between hope and hesitation. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream First in Line by Healy Brothers on your favorite platform and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Stay. there to the left and step to the right. I know what you're here for, and it ain't no fight. I swear it's been forever since I felt this right. You've got me hypnotized. Oh no, slow down with the moves. Yeah, you got me shook. I think you've got me misunderstood. You said that you wanted me only if you could. So if you could, you would. So you should.
Oh yeah.
I'm looking for some motivation.
go dancing up top for a while. The sky's so beautiful, the stars are wild. There is no future that can't be designed with some imagination and a beautiful mind. Did I disgrace myself, bring shame to the flock? I was sick with resentment, couldn't help myself. The earth is shaking.